Time for our Wednesday morning conversation. Heidi and Annette are here from our Tomahawk Public Library. I fondly call them the library ladies. Good morning, library ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, glad you're here this morning because the first thing that we're going to talk about is something that's probably one of the most fun things, and I need a little fun in my life here today. Let's talk about the foam zone party. What is a foam zone party, first of all? Either one of you can let us know.
I don't know how to describe it besides...
It's environmentally friendly foam being shot from a large cannon on the lawn of the library with dance music.
Okay. And participants get out there, they get all foamy and, foamy and foamy and...
And then and it has fun. And then it just goes away.
Okay. Yep. And it all just disappears. But it says on my notes here, make sure you bring a towel.
Yeah, you don't get wet, but it kind of
get foamy.
Get a little slimy. Okay. That was probably a good word to use.
So just a little, to get the foam residue off of
right.
you. And how long does this foam zone party last tomorrow?
It's an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. And some people wore swimsuits last year.
Okay.
And then brought a, set of clothes to put on afterwards, like if you're going someplace else or...
I'm trying to imagine a meeting over at the library, and all of you are, representing your departments, and you're at this meeting. It's, okay, we need to do something fun to kind of wrap up the summertime. Let's have a foam party.
Well, we didn't just come up with it off the top of our head. We, of course, saw that another library had it, and that it was very well received, and so that's why we thought it would be fun to bring it to our library. And we'll have some other stations, activity stations outside as well. So maybe if they want to take a break from the foam, they can play bingo or make a button, or there's some other coloring activities, different things like stations set up.
How deep does a foam get? It gets
deep.
Up there. Pretty deep.
Pretty deep.
Can kids play hide and seek in the foam if they want?
Some of them can, yes.
Oh, really?
But at a certain point, then there was a lot of kids in there, so yeah.
If I just I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing this in my mind's eye happening over at the on the lawn at the public library here in Tomahawk, and I'm thinking as a grown up that's something I might not do, but if I'm a grown up that just needs to smile, if I need to feel good and just smile and see a bunch of kids running around and screaming and have the time of their lives, it's a spectator event as well, right?
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
It was
for sure.
Yeah. It was so much fun to watch them last year.
Yeah.
The amazement and everything. It was, and some kids like stayed towards the outside of it and some just went in and yeah.
Well, I'm looking for excuses to smile and feel good here the next couple of days. And so what time does this thing start? And I'm wondering if I can come over and just watch for a little while. What time is it?
10:30.
10:30. I'm done on the air at 10.
Oh, perfect.
I think this might work out.
Perfect. Grab a towel and come on over.
I don't know if I'm going to grab a towel, but I just to sit and watch. I think I just think it'd just be a blast just to sit and watch those kids for a little while. 10:30 at the library. It's a foam zone party. One of the ways they're going to wrap up summertime at our Tomahawk Public Library. The reading challenge for adults, teens, and kids, that needs to be completed by when's the last day of the month?
Friday.
So last day of the month. So deadline's coming up for those reading challenges. But there are more to come, right?
Yes.
Oh, there's so much going on in August. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. But I just want to say one more thing that we've been partnering with the Woodchucks.
Yes.
Jim Lee at the Woodchucks. And the kids just had to read 5 books and fill out a form. And they could get a ticket to a Woodchucks game. That's still a possibility. The game isn't until August 4th. And they'll take... There's no deadline right up until the start of the game, he said. So if you read 5 books, come in, get the form, fill it out. We'll put a sticker at the bottom. You can get a code to go online and get a free ticket for a child. And then, of course, you're going to have to purchase a parent ticket or whoever grown up is going to be taking the child. And then keep the paper and take it to the game. And you get a hot dog and a drink as well. So just got to read 5 books, write them down. It's so easy. And if you've never been to a Woodchucks game, super fun.
That's what I hear.
Yeah,
I've never been to one,
fun.
But I grew up in Appleton. I went to the Appleton Foxes games all the time. I mean, it was like a couple times a week we'd go to the see the semi-pro baseball teams play.
And don't forget, you could also, there's an Ignite one.
Yeah, that
too.
One has
gone. Yeah.
That one has come and gone. The original, when we started this summer, you could also get a ticket to the women's softball, the Wasatch
sure.
Ignite softball, but that game was in mid-July, so
okay.
That has passed, but there's still time to do the Woodchucks game. Thanks
so get
for
those,
reminding me about that.
Get those books read, get the paperwork done, go online, get your free ticket, then have a good time at the ball game. Yeah. It's just that simple. Okay, that's looking backward now. Here in July, we're going to look forward now to August. So you say, Annette, there's a lot going on in August, right?
Yes.
All right, let's start with the Smokey and Friends.
So we just really have good luck with the bingo format for reading challenges. So we've did that again. But the August one is a combination since, you know, we're celebrating Smokey's birthday. And it's just I thought that it would be fun to tie in activities outside. So it's read 10 minutes for 9 days during the whole month of August. And then along with each little box, there's a little activity to take you outside somewhere in Tomahawk.
Okay.
So do that. Yeah. Cross it off. If you complete the card, bring it in. You get a quick trip coupon. And then also we're putting a drawing together for a Smokey themed prize. And we have a few fun things that we're giving away for that. So just another little activity to get us through to the start of the school year.
Yeah, and kids don't like hearing that we're that close to starting the school
year. Reading and then getting outside and exploring Tomahawk a little bit.
So when they're exploring Tomahawk, is this going to take them into businesses? Is it going to take them into fun places?
Things.
Just all outside stuff.
Like,
okay.
Take a walk in Bradley Park and look for a bridge.
Well, those aren't tough to spot in Bradley Park.
Take a walk and write down the name of 5 birds you see or something like that.
Got it.
Those are a few of the ideas.
Get outside, learn a little bit about outside and Tomahawk specifically. Music on the River is tonight, but Stories by the River are on Tuesdays in August. And I see on August 4th there's a star by that one. Why is August 4th? Why is the asterisk there?
Well, just like I said earlier, in August we've established a relationship with Smokey Bear at our library. And so every August we like to celebrate his birthday, which is the 9th, and he will be 82 this year.
Wow.
And so the closest event day is August 4th when we have our Stories by the River. So that's instead of doing the Stories by the River program, we're going to have Smokey and some of his firefighter friends come that Tuesday morning and do a little presentation. And then the kids can give Smokey a birthday hug or a birthday high five.
And a chance to just sing happy birthday to Smokey the Bear.
Oh, yeah, we always sing happy birthday, too.
Yep. Doesn't come along too often. So Stories by the River, where is this location? The library is on the river, so I'm going to assume they're probably pretty close there, right?
Yeah. So then the 11th, 18th, and 25th, the remaining Tuesday mornings, we'll have stories and some little activities outside, 10:30, just on the library lawn, which is by the river. So
right now my fingers are crossed that we don't have a smoke day when Smokey
we've had a couple
is,
already this summer. We have for our
how are you dealing with those? Are just you moving in indoors or
okay? Luckily we have a beautiful space inside to do that as well. So
got it. And here's the next one. Now, Annette, I brought this one up as soon as I saw it here when I saw you here this morning. Explorers Club is something that I am very aware of, but I'm aware of one that is different than the one we're going to talk about. This is the Tomahawk Public Library's Explorer Club.
Yes. I'm going to have Heidi take over that one.
Okay, Heidi. what's this Explorers Club all about?
We wanted to find topics that we thought would be interesting for people to come and do and learn about. And so,
and when you say people, we're talking grown-ups too, not just the kids. Everybody's involved in this. Okay.
And making sure that people would learn about different topics that I find interesting and everyone else in the area. So we invited different, like our first one is the Trout Lake Station. They're going to come in and talk about the unseen creatures of the Wisconsin lakes.
Huh.
So things that I think are interesting for our area.
And nature-based.
So that people can learn about different things and enlighten and also meet someone else that might find that topic interesting. Because what we're finding with our adult programming is sometimes people can make new friends, which is always wonderful, too.
Yeah. So a side benefit, knowledge and making friends. Trout Lake Station Center of Limnology with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. People will be able to learn about aquatic insect larvae like dragonflies and mayflies, zooplankton, and other small animals that eat algae and are eaten by fish. This sounds very interesting, but unseen critters. Boy, you can see the mayflies.
Yeah, I think it's like the larvae and how they begin.
How they get to be mayflies.
So it's going to be a little bit more interactive and up close of a program.
Before I became a chicken tender, I used to love watching eagles and hawks soar. Now I'm a chicken tender, and they make me nervous when I see it. I got a bald eagle that's been circling over the house lately here, too. But August 13th, it's Birds of Prey. This is always awesome because Mark with Wild Instincts is going to be there. Birds of Prey, is he going to bring some critters, too?
Yes, he'll be bringing some critters and be able to answer questions that people have and talk about how to prevent injuries, too. Because there's some things that we do as humans that can also, harm or do, I don't know what those things are, but
I know some of them, and it chaps my saddle every time,
or things like that.
But simple things like people that just discard their gum, bird eats that, it's dead, just like that. So people that just, when I see gum outside on the sidewalks, and I literally stop and pick it up because that represents a dead bird to me. And so, people can learn some, I'll bet Mark will have some good lessons that people can learn too,
or
right?
Or when you hit something, making sure it's really off the road and doesn't stay there too.
I had that situation this week too. I was driving home and driving slow, like 20 miles an hour, and a bunch of these little siskins came up from the side of the road, and one of them was right in front of my grill. I didn't feel anything, but I thought, oh boy, I didn't see that one go by, and I looked out my rear view, and there he was laying in the middle of the road, and that poor thing... I had to dispose of him so he wouldn't sit there and suffer anymore. But I think those are good lessons for kids to learn. Life is precious. All life is precious. And have somebody like Mark from Wild Instincts come in and teach these kids that, yes, our wildlife is precious, and here's how we can help, keep them safe.
And the adults, because sometimes someone's right. new to the area. And if you've grown up in other areas, you may not know some of these lessons or things. Because like,
or where to take something, that this place exists.
Or who to call.
Yeah,
and,
And when I first moved up north, the thing was that everybody told me, well, it's not a matter of if you're going to hit a deer, it's a matter of when you're going to hit a deer. And so, sometimes the deer get right up and walk away. Other times you need to call a rehab person or a DNR off it. But it's good for people to know what to do in any situation when it comes to the wildlife anyway.
Yeah.
Some of that will be learned with the Explorers Club on August 13th when Birds of Prey will be discussed. August 20th, Critters of the Night. That one sounds interesting, too.
And it's always wonderful to have North Lakeland Discovery Center come. And she's going to be talking about some of the things that fly and crawl in the night and all of their interesting and wonderful things they do. I know not everyone does, but I appreciate bats because they help us with insects.
Yeah.
And make it so that I can go outside on my porch. So...
Bats are not something we should be scared of, and kids need to learn that lesson early on. I didn't learn that lesson. I thought bats were a terrible thing, and we did everything we could to get rid of bats, and I feel terrible about that looking back, but I didn't know any better, so this is a chance for kids to learn, and adults, too. I keep saying kids, but adults are welcome to all these Explorers Club activities, too, right?
Yeah, and like I said, sometimes it's wonderful just to hear things or find out something new and or meet new people.
And there's going to be a live bat display. A big brown bat will be there live, and I miss bats. I used to see them all the time. They got that white nose deal that's going on, kind of wiped out all of our little brown bats, and so I welcome bats to come back because the skeeters have been bad the last few years.
We put up some bat houses by where I live.
Is it working?
And it works.
Really?
And I think that's why my porch is so nice.
See, that's what people have been telling me, too. They say, get a bat house if you're not seeing bats. And I just thought, well, what good is it going to do if there's no bats to move in anyway? But you're saying it's working.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe that can be something for September, how to mount a bat house properly. Something like that, food for thought. Critters of the Night is August 20th and August 27th. It wraps up with Bio Blitz. That sounds interesting.
So I don't know if you've ever participated in one of these, but it is something that you would use your phone for. You download an app with iNaturalist, and then what you do is you go around and you find different things. So it can be insects or animals or birds or plants. And you take photos of them, and then at the end, everyone in the group gets back together, and then you find out how many things you found within that time.
So it's like a nature-related scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And all done electronically.
Mm-hmm. And it's timed.
It's timed.
Oh, okay. So it's like a competition then.
Yeah.
Oh, who are people competing against?
Everyone in the group.
Oh, okay.
Whoever comes, then they get to compete.
Let me ask you this. For any of these August 6th, 13th, 20th, or 27th, is there a limit to how many people can participate?
It depends, Mon. The only thing that would happen is if we have to be inside and if the crowd gets too large. But that usually doesn't happen.
Okay.
So
chances are just mark these days on your calendar and get ready to have some fun and learn something, too.
And we just hope that we have nice weather because then we're...
Yeah.
Get to enjoy the outside while we do these wonderful programs.
Yeah, we've been kind of snake bit on Wednesdays with our music on the river and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why Wednesday seems to be the day for bad weather this summer.
Yeah.
Today seems fine, but prior to this, yeah.
Exactly. But we haven't had any problems on Thursdays, I don't think, and I hope that trend continues all through August because Explorers Club on Thursdays with the Tomahawk Public Library get going at 10:30 in the morning on those Thursdays. Now, here's another thing. This may open up a little bit of a debate here. Little House on the Prairie Netflix series. Now, you have access to this, and Heidi, I understand you have all the details. First of all, what did it take for the Tomahawk Public Library to be able to legally air some of the new Little House episodes?
So what happened is there was a call out because it's a literature, originally it's a book.
Sure, yeah.
And so they asked any libraries that were interested in having viewings for it. And so you had to write up why you would want to share it. And I remember Little House on the Prairie. I remember reading it and The Big Woods. And so I enjoyed that as a child. And I was like, oh, maybe we can... make it so that maybe this new generation can also start to appreciate that the book series and everything. So,
did you read the books before you saw the TV show?
Yes.
Okay, so what did you think after reading the books and then seeing the original TV show? What were some of your takes as a young Heidi?
I like the books better.
You like the books better?
But that's because I'm always... I mean, I have a sticker that says... The book is better.
They say that with movies, TV, yeah. All that stuff. They say the book is always better. There's more detail that comes out in a book as opposed to a TV or movie.
Well, and as a child or as an adult, I use my own imagination.
Yeah.
And what I can create is sometimes 10 times better. So
now the debate comes in here with this. For those of us who are around for the original Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, the TV series especially, that was must-see TV in my house. I mean, I'm sure I've seen every single episode that they ever did. I think part of it had to do with Ma had a little thing for Little Joe, Michael Landon, Little Joe before. but then I think that was part of the reason that was must-see TV because Michael Landon was on. Got to watch Michael Landon. But anyway, I liked the show. I think I learned a lot of lessons as a kid. Gave me a good base as a kid to just learn how to be a good person, help other people out when you can. And there's always a struggle to get through, and there's always the light at the end of that struggle. That's what I got out of Little House on the Prairie, the original version. Now, I'm hearing some controversy about this new version, and I'm wondering if it's just because there's a lot of old people who just want you off the lawn. We liked it this way. This was just fine. Why do they have to come up with this? Tell me your take on some of the new Little House.
I do have to say, I think it might be interesting for someone who is young now, and any time that you can get a child interested in reading something or finding more about these characters or the life they lived, I think that's any door you can open for someone else, I think is wonderful. So you might have someone who's young and hasn't seen the old ones, and it might open them, or they might end up exploring, you know, because it's not... Little House on the Prairie is also about the Wild West. And so it might open a door for them to learn or want to explore about a lot of different things of history during that time.
I remember getting lessons on just family life and being how to be a good family and how to be a good citizen in your small town, especially all those lessons from Little House.
And
siblings getting along, and not all siblings are blood. I mean, so many great lessons from that original series. And I'm hoping that the kids nowadays, when they see the series, they're like, wait a minute, there's a series of books on this whole thing, too? And that might pique their interest just to open up the books.
And there's a lot of other books that could lead you from there, because there's not only Little House on the Prairie, but there's interesting nonfiction books about the West or, you know, how places were settled. Or it may even spark, like, a conversation. You could even talk about, how was Tomahawk settled and the history here.
Okay.
So it could lead to a lot of other things that you may not think of right away.
So moms and dads, keep your thoughts about the old show and comparing it to the new. Just let your kids experience the new one just the way it is, and just go from there. Yeah. Best way to go handle that.
Try
I would
it
think,
out
yeah?
and
yeah.
see.
Just try it out and see. You just might like it.
At
you never know.
At the library with popcorn or donuts.
There we go. And so how is it being shown at the library and when?
So we'll be having it in the community room. And August 4th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30. So we're trying to do one evening show. And then also on August 7th, which is a Friday at 10:30. Or and, yeah.
So there'll be popcorn for the evening showing and donuts for the morning showing.
Yep.
And that's always good, too. So, yeah, it's the new Netflix series, Little House on the Prairie. The new version will be shown. And is this going to be just the one episode, or is this going to be the whole series?
It depends. We can, if people enjoy it, I can also write again to them, and they can release the other ones to us.
Okay. Okay. So we'll see what happens, how many people show up and go from there.
Yep.
Lots going on at the library here as we wrap up summertime. August getting ready to go back to school. So it's a great place for the whole family. Tomahawk Public Library, good for the little ones and us big ones too. And what are the regular hours at the library?
Monday through Thursday, it is 10 to 7. On Fridays, it's 10 to 5. And on Saturdays, it's 10 to 1.
Good place to go in and cool off a little bit too in these hot days, right?
Yeah. Nice to get in, and or you could go for a walk down on the Riverwalk, then come in, get a drink, or go to the bathroom. Sometimes it's also just a nice place to break, too, if you're doing something like that.
Sure. Open a book or a newspaper.
Or go for a bike ride, too, and then stop by.
There you go. Tomahawk Public Library is open for everybody. Heidi and Nanette, thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for taking care of our families here in Tomahawk, and I hope it's a fantastic August.
Thank you.